The Bureau of Labor Statistics reported this month that almost 1,700 companies handed out layoff notices during the first quarter of this year, involving 305,000 workers. It's the highest level of first quarter layoffs since the government started tracking the figure in 1995. Yet, according to a national survey released this week, most workers are only slightly more concerned about job security than they were last summer when the economy was still thriving. Just 12% are seriously worried about losing their jobs this year. Carl Van Horn is director of the Heldrich Center for Workforce Development at Rutgers University. His team of researchers regularly surveys workers on their attitudes toward the economy. He says the survey results reflect the nation's continued optimism.
What they're saying is that things are getting a little worse, but they're still holding on. They're getting accustomed to the way the labor market has functioned over the last 10 years. We've had the longest boom period in anybody's memory, in economic history probably, and they're not really ready to declare it over yet. They do have some concerns, but they're not in a panic. And in fact, their steadfastness, if you will, is helping to sustain the economy, because much of the economy depends upon people being willing to continue to buy the refrigerator, the air conditioner, a new car, or to take a vacation. And so their confidence about themselves and about the economy actually winds up making the economy function better.
So our insecurity about the economy is becoming normative, so we feel better about it.
There's a background noise of insecurity because the old compact about working hard and being with an employer for your whole life has been blown apart, and they understand that. The new economy is one which has a lot of jobs created and destroyed on a regular basis, but people with skills can get a job fairly quickly in today's economy. There's still plenty of jobs open, and people pick up that signal. They know that. When the economy gets to a point, let's say the early 90s, when it was 7.5%, 8% unemployment rate, they knew that people were not only losing their jobs, they were losing them permanently. They were going 6 months, 9 months before they could find an equivalent job, or maybe not even finding another job. So this signal they're getting and they're picking up in the survey, I think, is a pretty good read of where the economy is today. It's slowing down, but it's not in the tank.
Are workers then in this current economy, are they happy with their jobs? Are they satisfied?
Well, that's another interesting finding. We ask about job satisfaction, and generally speaking, Americans really like to work. 25% say they love their jobs. They actually love their jobs. So satisfaction in general is high, but it's declining. And it declined in the last 6 months between, as you said, the kind of boom to the slowdown period on this particular poll, which we did in April. And we think that that's because people are getting fatigued. They're getting fatigued by involuntary overtime. They're getting tired of working extra hours. They're feeling that stress. And then they're trying to balance that with their family responsibilities, or if they're in the sandwich generation, taking care of an elderly relative or parent. So all this translates into stress. It translates into dissatisfaction with the pressure that they feel in the workplace.
We're talking in general terms so far, but when you break down some of these figures, you did detect some differentiation by race, for example, in the survey. African Americans are feeling a lot more vulnerable.
African Americans, people with less formal education, people with lower incomes, not surprisingly, they feel much more vulnerable because a lot of those folks occupy temporary jobs or jobs that are unbenefited. They're hourly jobs. They're often the first people that get cut when there's a contraction in the economy. So they feel that pressure. Plus, they're more insecure to begin with because they haven't reached a stable employment situation anyway. So they're worried. And as they see these changes beginning to occur, their concern translates more quickly into fear.
As we get into this slowdown, and we've seen the particularly the effect on the dot-com sectors, what do you see as a mood there? Is that worse or the same or better?
Well, surprisingly, it's almost one of relief. I was just out in Silicon Valley in Santa Clara, California, and as I talked to everyday workers and who'd been laid off and company executives and political leaders out there, they all said to me, yeah, this was unsustainable. We couldn't work at this pace anymore. We're actually happy that it's slowed down a bit. Now, if I go back there a year from now and it's three times as bad, I'm sure I won't be hearing that. But it's kind of a welcome pause in this unsustainable rush to growth, which I don't think they felt they could keep going.
In this slowdown, how are workers adjusting personally? What are they doing to get through it and to prepare themselves for that things may get worse or it just may be bumpy?
Well, again, thus far, I think they're not adjusting that much at all. They're really kind of staying where they have been. We had, I think, nearly a third of them who said even now they're going to enroll in more education and training. They no longer expect their employer to take care of them. They think it's their responsibility. All American workers, I think, now pay attention to this, understand that there's a lot of random economic violence, if you will, that occurs, and there's nothing they can do about it. A merger and acquisition is not because you did something bad. It's because a corporate CEO and a board decided to buy another company, and the next day you're out on the street. So that means the only thing you can do is try to invest in your skills and your education so you can find the next job more quickly.
Carl Van Horn is director of the Heldrich Center for Workforce Development at Rutgers University. Thank you for coming in.
My pleasure, David.